Welcome back to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. It is not a full episode, but I am here with a very special guest, Joe Borelli. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on with me. Most of you might remember that a couple weeks ago I sent out a request asking if you were interested in contributing, and Joe, you are here to fill that post, correct?
That is very true. I'm glad to be here.
Well, welcome to the show. You are an avid wet shaver, and I see you all over the place on the forums and on the internet. How long have you been wet shaving?
Well, traditional wet shaving, around 5 years. I picked it up kind of by accident, by just really going through some of my grandfather's stuff when he passed away. I found an old Gillette safety razor, and I just picked it up, and you know, it was his, and I thought it was very special, so I just kind of Googled it, and the rest is almost history. I just kept on running with it.
So you got this from your grandfather. You kind of took that and ran with it. Because you seem so active and avid, I have to ask, how big is your wet shaving collection?
Well, it's actually very small right now from what it's been. My wet shaving collection was probably at one point over 200 razors. I'm down to about 60, and that's most of them would be straight razors as well.
Oof. That's a lot of that's a lot.
Yeah.
So you straight razor shave by and large the most, correct?
Yes.
So, what do you like about straight razors? I have a straight razor. I have a vintage straight razor from my great grandpa that I've had restored. What do you like about that over DE?
Well, you know, with the straight razor, you get more of a you get to control your angle a little better. I think it's more of a controlled shave. There is a longer learning curve, and that's what I tell a lot of new guys and a lot of newbies, that it takes a long time to learn a straight razor. And I'm not talking, you know, the 100 shaves. It takes a year, maybe 2 years, even maybe 3 years. But you get more of a customized experience, and it feels just more of a sense of accomplishment for me. Don't get me wrong. I love DE shaving. I love DE razors. I think the history and the quality of the older ones and some of the new ones now are just excellent. But it's just something that's a personal touch with the straight razor that I really enjoy.
Well, for those of you who don't know, our last episode that came out on the 11th, that was... Joe, I have to say thank you. That was all Joe. I came on to do some notes for the show and get the script up and running, and the script was done. So, Joe, thank you for the episode on the 11th. For those of you who are listening, we will be doing much more collaboration in the future. Hopefully, this is going to lead to the show growing and expanding and moving forward. We're in talks right now of doing different show types in between the full half-hour shows. We're talking about doing mini newscasts. Those are all projects that are in the work, and thanks to Joe coming on board and having a collaborative writing team, I think we can get this accomplished, and it's something I'm very excited for.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I'm really excited to be part of the team, and you know what you've done with the podcast already. It's excellent. Before coming on board, I used to look forward to Wednesdays and when it came out and listen to it on my way to work. It's a great thing to be part of, and we're going to really make a lot of people happy with the future of the podcast.
Now, that's not to say if you see something on the news, you don't have to send it to us. Please, again, continue to send us that content. If you see an article or you see a product that you would like us to advertise or to say, I'm not going to say advertise, but if you would like us to talk about it on the show is what I'll say, please send that to us, wetshavingnews@gmail.com or @wetshavingnews on Twitter. We'll be happy to post it on there for you and get it into the next episode that we have. Having said that, we also have some great products coming up for giveaway in our next episode. We'll talk more about that in the next episode, but we have a giveaway lined up for the next show, so stay tuned for that. And Joe, thank you so much for coming on to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. I really appreciate the help. I could use it, and it's going to help make this podcast so much better than it has been.
Thank you very much, Andrew, again, for having me on board, and happy shaving, everyone.
Well, stay tuned. Our next episode comes out the 25th of November, and we'll have some cool stuff for you in that episode. 25th of November here on Sharpologist. Everything you need to know about wet shaving and men's grooming, really, is what it is, because Mantic 59 just puts everything out there. If you need to know it, he's a guy to go for it. So thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you again on the 25th.